Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Union Minister Piyush Goyal hails India-US trade deal amid opposition protests in Lok Sabha, says deal will protect sensitive sectors, particularly agriculture and dairy. Lok Sabha witnesses adjournments following uproar by opposition members over various issues. India joins BRICS Center for Industrial Competencies to provide integrated support services to manufacturing companies and MSMEs across BRICS countries. And in ICC Men's Under-19 Cricket World Cup semi-final between India and Afghanistan underway in Zimbabwe. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that the historic India and US trade deal is a significant step towards strengthening relations between the two countries and advancing the journey of India towards Viksit Bharat by 2047. Making a statement in the Lok Sabha, Mr. Goyal said, during this trade agreement, India has been able to successfully safeguard its interests in sensitive sectors, particularly agriculture and dairy. The minister informed the House that the deal was concluded after several rounds of deliberations spanning nearly a year and during which several key areas of the bilateral trade agreement were finalized. The minister said the deal reflects the deepening engagement between the world's two largest democracies.
On 2nd February 2026, PM and US President Donald Trump held a telephonic conversation on several matters of bilateral and international importance. After this, President Trump announced a reduction in tariffs to 18% on Indian exports to the United States. This rate is comparatively lower than the tariffs imposed by the US on several other countries, which will enhance the competitiveness of Indian exports in the U.S. market. This agreement will open new opportunities for small and medium enterprises, MSMEs, skilled workers and industry.
Mr. Goyal made the statement amid opposition uproar. Lok Sabha was adjourned till 2 p.m. following opposition members' uproar over various issues, including India-U.S. trade deal. When the House assembled after the first adjournment at 12 noon, the opposition members again started sloganeering over the issues and trooped into the well. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla expressed concern over the behaviour of the protesting members and urged them to maintain the decorum of the House. He said such behaviour will weaken the democracy and trust of the people. Despite Mr. Birla's repeated appeal, the opposition members continued with the sloganeering, following which the House was adjourned till 2 p.m.
I believe that despite being in government for a long time, you are breaking the decorum and dignity of the House. There is a way to protest. There can be other ways to protest. However, you all are leaving your designated seats and walking towards the other side. If you will break dignity, then people of the country will lose trust on democracy. You all are senior leaders, but it is not right that you break the rules of the House. Protest is not done by sloganeering or carrying posters. Protest is done by words, logical arguments.
Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has criticized the leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, for disrupting the proceedings of the House by not following parliamentary norms. He said that Mr. Gandhi wants to speak beyond rules on the motion of thanks on the President's address. He said Mr. Gandhi is not only wasting the time of the House, but also the time of other members who want to speak.
We are tired of waiting. He doesn't speak. He speaks beyond rules. We have waited for 2 days. The rest should also get a chance to speak. We cannot speak as we wish. This is the Parliament of India. Here we have to speak keeping in mind the rules.
Unique Identification Authority of India, UIDAI, has deactivated more than 2.5 crore Aadhaar numbers of deceased persons till date to maintain the accuracy and integrity of the Aadhaar database. Minister of State for Electronics and IT, Jitin Prasad, informed this in a written reply to a question in the Lok Sabha today. He said that Aadhaar is the world's largest biometric identity system with approximately 134 crores live Aadhaar holders. Mr. Prasad said in case of the death of a person, it is essential that his Aadhaar number is deactivated to prevent fraud and unauthorized usage of such Aadhaar number for availing welfare benefit. India has joined the BRICS Center for Industrial Competencies, BCIC, to provide integrated support services to manufacturing companies and micro, small and medium enterprises across BRICS countries. India joined the BCIC at an event organized by the Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade in New Delhi. The Commerce and Industry Ministry said that the National Productivity Council, NPC, has been designated as the India Center for BRICS Industrial Competencies. It said that the NPC will spearhead the country's engagement with BCIC and contribute to capacity building, productivity enhancement, and adoption of advanced manufacturing practices. The BCIC, launched in partnership with United Nations Industrial Development Organization, aims to support industrial innovation, modernization, and international cooperation across BRICS economies and beyond. Supreme Court is hearing a batch of petitions challenging the Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral rolls in West Bengal. Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee moved application urging the Apex Court to restrain the Election Commission of India, ECI, from deleting the name of any voter during the ongoing SIR exercise in the state. Mamata Banerjee told the Supreme Court that the ongoing SIR exercise was effectively being used as a tool for mass deletions rather than genuine verification. Earlier, CM Mamata Banerjee, along with Trinamool Congress National General Secretary Abhishek Banerjee, Party MP Kalyan Banerjee and others, had met Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar in New Delhi on Monday. The Supreme Court today sought responses from the centre and other authorities on a plea challenging the decision of the National Board of Examinations in Medical Sciences, NBEMS, to sharply reduce the qualifying cut-off percentiles for NEET PG 2025-26. A bench comprising Justices P.S. Narasimha and Alok Aradhe issued notices to the centre, NBEMS and the National Medical Commission and other concerned bodies. The matter is scheduled for further hearing on Friday. The plea comes after NBEMS revised the NEET PG cut-off in view of more than 18,000 postgraduate medical seats remaining vacant across the country. Under the revised criteria, the qualifying percentile for reserve categories has been reduced from 40 to 0, allowing candidates with scores as low as minus 40 out of 100 to participate in the third round of counselling. According to the NBEMS notice, the cut-off for the general category has also been lowered significantly from 50 percentile to 7 percentile. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates, round the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download news on AIR app. President Draupadi Murmu is visiting our hometown, Rairangpur, in Mayurbhanj district today as part of a six-day tour of Odisha. During a visit, the President highlighted the importance of regional development and preservation of local heritage while addressing on different occasions. We have more from a correspondent on the President's visit to Odisha.
President Draupadi Murmu today joined the Platinum Jubilee celebrations of SSD High School at Rairangpur in Odisha's Mayurbhanj district and interacted with students and teachers of the institution. On the occasion, the President unveiled the statue of Bhanjabir Sunaram Soren, the first tribal minister of Odisha. At the Rairangpur Collectorate Stadium, President Murmu inaugurated and laid foundation stones for several development projects. These include a newly constructed holiday home at Mohuldiha, an archery center, an Ayush center, and a riverfront development project aimed at strengthening healthcare, education, sports and urban infrastructure. The President also offered prayers at the Purneshwar Mahadev Temple in Rairangpur. Earlier this morning, she performed Pindadan ancestral rituals at the Sri Jagannath Temple in Puri. Prakash Das, Akashvani News, Bhubaneswar.
In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces gunned down two Jaish-e-Mohammed terrorists holed up inside a natural cave in the Udhampur district today. The terrorists were located inside the natural cave by joint search teams of the Army, Police and the CRPF in the Zafar Forest area of Ramnagar in Udhampur district around 4 p.m. yesterday, triggering an intense gunfight that lasted for more than an hour. In Kerala, the Vigilance Court in Kollam yesterday extended the remand of Unni Krishnan Potti, the prime accused in the Sabrimala gold case, by another 14 days. The court is currently considering Potti's bail plea. Today is World Cancer Day. The day is observed on the 4th of February every year to raise cancer awareness and encourage its prevention, detection and treatment. This year, World Cancer Day has been observed under the theme United by Unique to place people at the center of care and the stories at the heart of the conversation. Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today said that the day serves as a reminder to support cancer survivors and encourage regular screenings for a healthier society. Talking to Akashvani News, Professor, Department of Hematology, AIIMS Delhi, Dr. Tulika Seth said that cancer is treatable and many are curable. Dr. Seth said that cancer is not contagious and can be cured with early diagnosis.
On World Cancer Day, I would like to say that cancer is treatable and many are curable. Cancer is not contagious. Know your family history. Get tested. Early diagnosis means cure.
The sacred Devanagari relics of Lord Buddha arrived in Colombo today aboard a special C-130J aircraft of Indian Air Force, marking the first ever international exposition. The holy relics were accompanied by a high-level Indian delegation headed by Gujarat Governor Acharya Devvrat and Deputy Chief Minister Harsh Sanghvi. The relics will be enshrined at Colombo's revered Ganga Ramaya Temple until February 10th, where thousands of devotees are expected to gather for public veneration. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast dense fog over Delhi, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Uttarakhand and Bihar for tomorrow. The Met Department has predicted similar conditions over Himachal Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, East Uttar Pradesh, West Uttar Pradesh, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim today. Rainfall or snowfall with lightning is expected over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand for the next 2 days. In the ICC Under-19 ODI Cricket World Cup, the second semi-final match between India and Afghanistan is underway at the Harare Sports Club in Zimbabwe. Afghanistan was 74 for 1 in 16 overs when reports last came in. Early Afghanistan won the toss and chose to bat first. The winner of the semi-finals will play against England in the finals on Friday. Nagaland is set to host the Under-13 Ashmita Zonal Football League 2025-26 for the East Zone from tomorrow at the Chumokadima Football Stadium. The league, organized under the Ashmita and Khelo India initiatives, aims to promote grassroots football and identify young talent. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Union Minister Piyush Goyal hails India-US trade deal amid opposition protests in Lok Sabha, says deal will protect sensitive sectors, particularly agriculture and dairy. Lok Sabha witnesses adjournments following uproar by opposition members over various issues. India joins BRICS Center for Industrial Competencies to provide integrated support services to manufacturing companies and MSMEs across BRICS countries. Pakistan's defense minister acknowledges handicap of Pak forces in confronting Baluch amid a fresh surge in violence in Balochistan. And in the ICC Men's Under-19 Cricket World Cup semi-final between India and Afghanistan underway in Zimbabwe. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the Midday News.